prejudiced priests and the malicious ministers say that I am trying to take away the hope of a future life. I am not trying to destroy another world, but I am endeavoring to prevent the theologians from destroying it. The hope of another life was in the heart long before the sacred books were written, and will remain there long after all the sacred books are known to be the work of savage and superstitious men. Hope is the consolation of the world. The wanderers hope for home. Hope builds the house and plants the flowers and fills the air with song. The sick and suffering hope for health. Hope gives them health and paints the roses in their cheeks. The lonely, the forsaken hope for love. Hope brings the lover to their arms. They feel the kisses on their eager lips. The poor in tenements and huts, in spite of rags and hunger, hope for wealth. Hope fills their thin and trembling hands with gold. The dying hopes that death is but another birth, and love leans above the pallid face and whispers, "We shall meet again." Hope is the consolation of the world. Let us hope if there be a God that is wise and good. Let us hope if there be another life that it will bring peace and joy to all the children of men. And let us hope that this poor earth on which we live may be a perfect world, a world without a crime, a world without a fear.